Hello, and welcome to today's Daily Tarot card reading. Today's card is the Five of Wands. It's a tarot card, yeah. Okay, Five of Wands. Interesting card this, because it's sort of like conflict, but not really conflict. Like dancing around subjects. Now, depending on what your focus is at the moment, which is probably everywhere, this card is about trying to gain focus. Now, it's an image of five people with sticks and they're sort of dancing around each other, not really making eye contact or anything. So they're sort of trying to get involved with something, but at the same time, keeping their distance. So it's like they are dancing around subjects, but not reaching any conclusions. Now, wand cards are usually about movement in yourself and in your life. But if you get this card, it's about what are you doing with yourself? Why do you have so many thoughts? Like I often say that people should write things down, their thoughts and processes and things. But if you've got pages and pages and books and calendars and this and that and loads, yeah, it's great you write them down to get them out of your head, but if you are constantly repeating yourself, you're not really going anywhere. All you're doing is just writing stuff down. And initially, you think, yes, this is productive. But at the end of the day, it's not really productive if you're not using it to your advantage. You know? So maybe it's time to dig those wands into the ground and create some stability in yourself or in your life. Relationships wise, this is about dancing around in circles, so either you don't get hurt or the other person doesn't get hurt, and it's not always a good time to sort of put your foot down and say, right, this is it. It's more of a card that says, look, rather than dance around things, maybe make some decisions as to what you actually want before you start making decisions. Maybe you should listen to the other person rather than, because if you start listening to them, maybe they'll start listening to you. But if you're constantly listening to them, maybe there's a point where you should be like, I don't really need this anymore. And rather than dance around that subject, get straight to the point. By the way, if two people aren't listening to each other, there's absolutely no way that's going to work, because one person actually has to listen and then reciprocate. Right, so maybe try something with a stick where one person has a stick, they talk, hand it to the other person, they talk, like that, you know, like they do in therapy. If you're in sort of limbo as to where you should go in life, then maybe rather than decide where you want in life, where you want to be in life, think about what you want out of life and then decide how you're going to get that. So for example, you want to buy yourself a house. You say, right, I don't have a job, or I do have a job, but I want to buy a house. Will my job provide me with enough to buy this house? Or if I don't have a job, I will need to get one of those. Or I will need some way to get the money to buy this house. So rather than think about, you make the plan for your dream, and then you make the plan to go towards it, if that makes sense. It probably doesn't, but it makes sense in my head. But if it does, good for you. So this card's about, and there's this Virgo moon thing going on as well, which will give you some direction as to how you should pursue things that you actually want. So the Five of Wands is about, what is it called? Not so much spring cleaning. It's getting all your ducks in a row to remove, to sort of get them out of your way, rather than dancing around subjects and ideas and jumping from one thing to another. It's more about settling down in the near future. All right, I'll be back tomorrow with another random card. Bye.